everyone. This is producer Dave. It is day 19 here on the Daily Santa Podcast. We're celebrating because this is the last of our teens. Whoa.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's episode will be episode 20. We're getting so close, guys. You're doing so well. Welcome to the podcast. Are you ready to start? I'm ready to start. Everybody's ready to go. Everyone's smiling. Everybody's got their headphones on. Mic's checked. Okay, ready? 3, 2, 1. Have a great show, everyone. Here we go.
Welcome to the Daily Santa Podcast. This is day 19. This is the daily podcast where, together, we count down to Christmas one episode at a time. For the latest on our podcast or to find out more about us, head over to dailysantapodcast.com. That's dailysantapodcast.com.
Is they give you a little secret at the end of the movie, and I can't share it right now, but it is one of the ways that Santa's sleigh actually flies. So they give it away in the movie. So we'll talk about that. Hi everyone, have a great podcast. See you. Thank you for being here. This is Sophie. Thank you. Hello, Rick. Thank you.
Today we are going to be talking about being helpful, who needs our help, and what can we do as we get closer to Christmas to help out at home or in our community. Selfie talks about the secret that keeps Santa's sleigh in the air and what we can do to help this year be a huge success for everyone. We have a voice message and a letter to Santa today. News, weather, and some great Christmas facts. It is another full show and we are happy that you are here with us. Jump into Santa's sleigh with us and let's go. Selfie, I see you have a cookie tin with you. Are those what I think they are? Did you get the recipe off dailysantapodcast.com website?
I did get the recipe.
That was so kind of Jennifer to share her recipe with all of us. Are those cookies for us to share?
I would love to share them with everyone.
Well, thank you, Selfie. That is very kind of you to think of us.
Well, you guys are the best. Have a cookie, everyone.
Producer Dave, let's check our voice messages. Excited to hear from our listeners again today.
Hey, Twinkle, yeah, we have a message from Elsa in Munich. Historical place. It's such a beautiful place. I've seen so many things about Munich. Gorgeous. But here's a message from Elsa here on the Daily Santa Podcast. Elsa, take it away.
Greetings from Munich, Germany. My name is Elsa. Our family listens to your podcast and we truly enjoy your show. Finding a good family-friendly podcast that I can listen to with my 3 children is great. The lessons are thoughtful and we love to laugh along with you. We feel like we are a part of the show as well. Well done, happy holidays to all of you. Elsa and family.
Thanks for your message. It is always nice to hear that you are enjoying the podcast. We do this just for you, so thanks. And now it is time to learn more from Carla as she shares some very interesting Santa facts. Carla, what do you have for us today?
Hi, this is Carla jumping in to share today's facts of the day. We have some more elf facts to share. Selfie, are you ready?
Let's go!
Great, here we go. Woo-hoo. Elves' favorite things to eat are cookies, candies, and pizza.
Oh yeah, pizza.
Mrs. Claus looks after the elves to make sure they also eat fruits and vegetables.
She sure does.
While cookies and candies are yummy, it's important to eat a healthy diet. Uh-huh. That's what Mrs. Claus says anyway.
She does, all the time.
Elves love animals.
We do.
Their favorite animals are Arctic fox, polar bears, penguins, narwhals, and reindeer,
of course.
Elves also love to read.
Mm-hmm. Every day.
They read every night before bed. Their favorite story is The Night Before Christmas.
Oh, I love that one.
Santa's elves also love sports. Their favorite sport is snowball fighting. Santa's elves live for a very long time.
We're old.
Children's happiness and belief in the magic of Christmas keeps elves alive and well.
Oh, yes, for sure.
So remember to never lose the spirit of Christmas.
Exactly, yes.
Thanks, everyone. See you tomorrow.
Thanks, Carla, for sharing that. Kendall is off today on special assignment. Carla is jumping in to do the news today. Thanks, Carla, for helping out on short notice.
And now, the Daily Santa Podcast presents the Santa Daily News, daily updates from the North Pole.
Welcome to the Santa Daily News on the Daily Santa Podcast. It is day 19 on our countdown to Christmas. If this is your first episode of the Daily Santa Podcast, we invite you to go back to the beginning and catch up on all the fun and great information here on the Daily Santa Podcast. Your home for all things Santa is the DailySantaPodcast.com website. We hope you can join us over there as well. In the news, Selfie has organized his own bake sale this weekend. Selfie states that he has a new type of cookie called the Candy Cane Selfie Cookie, which sound, look and taste almost identical to Jennifer's award-winning Candy Cane Christmas cookies. We reached out to Selfie for comment.
Hey Carla, this is Selfie. So my cookies are... They kind of look like Jennifer's... But mine, see, Jennifer's candy canes, the top goes kind of rounded to the right. My candy cane cookies are rounded to the left. So they're like the opposite of Jennifer's cookies. Hi, Jennifer. I love your cookies. So mine are unique in that mine are candy canes. They're left candy canes, where Jennifer's candy canes are right candy canes. So now you have a choice. And I think that's the only difference. But they're great.
If you are interested in the original idea for Jennifer's Candy Cane Christmas cookies, please head over to DailySantaPodcast.com. In other news, anticipation is in the air as a new Elf Outlet store is planning on opening just in time for Christmas. The store will be called Small and Short. It will have a full line of elf-sized clothing options, limited, short-run clothing, small sizes, and more. So, if at this time of the year you are looking at saving money on all your elf clothing needs, check out Small and Short. Your small budget goes far and Small and Short. Find Small and Short next to Elf R Us, Elf Mart, and the food court at Elfwood Mall. Let's check the forecast to the weather guy.
I'll keep this short. More snow in the forecast. More snow? There you go.
Thanks, weather guy. We go now to Walter for an exclusive report. Walter, what do you have for us?
Yes, the following is a Santa Daily News exclusive. Recently obtained audio has been leaked of an actual recording of Santa delivering presents in the home of Mr. Albert from Conway, Arkansas. Mr. Albert had set up a recording device before going to bed in the hopes that he might catch some audio from Santa. Now we have had to slow down the audio considerably as we have learned that Santa can visit around 1,800 homes in 1 second. So here is a clip of that recording. You will hear Santa's footsteps, the reindeer outside, and this amazing audio captured by Mr. Albert. Thank you, Mr. Albert, for sending this in. We have reached out to Santa for comment. Apparently, we caught Santa napping. Santa? Santa? Back to you in the studio.
Finally, last-minute preparations are underway to finalize the roster of reindeer this year's Christmas Eve journey. We spoke with Rudolph by phone for his thoughts on the season this year and his predictions for the journey ahead. Thanks for joining us, Rudolph. Appreciate your time. Are you pleased with training camp so far? Has there been any surprises this year with the lineup? Who do you have your eye on this year? You are simply glowing this year. What lights you up, Rudolph? If you were to focus on one thing this year to make your team better, what would that be? Any closing thoughts to share with the children listening around the world today? Thanks again, Rudolph. Safe travels. Thanks for listening to the Santa Daily News on the Daily Santa Podcast. Be sure to head over to the Daily Santa Podcast website at dailysantapodcast.com. See you tomorrow for day 20.
Producer Dave, I have a letter here from a listener. Would this be a good time to share this letter with our audience?
Yeah, Twinkle, this would be a perfect time. Go ahead, let's hear the letter.
Great. Okay, our letter today is from Benjamin in St. Paul, Minnesota. Benjamin has an elf question for Selfie. Would you rather be an elf in Santa's workshop or an elf baking cookies in a tree? Selfie, can you answer the elf question, please?
I see what you did there. Yes. There are another group of elves, and they live in a tree, and they make cookies. They smell so good. Those are different elves. I would say because I only have really worked for Santa, that I would continue to work for Santa. Although, now that I am making my own cookies, I am tempted. I'll see if they're hiring. I wonder if I can work there. I don't know. But yeah, those elves are awesome at making cookies. So, great question.
Thanks, Selfie. And thank you, Benjamin, for a fun question. Today's topic is all about being helpful. Are you a helpful person? Do you help others? Helping provides them the opportunity to grow up to be a better person. When we help others, we build up our character. Christmas is often associated with giving and sharing. There is nothing more meaningful and fulfilling than to be generous to those in need, especially this time of the year. This is why Christmas is also the best time to help others. Here are 5 reasons why helping others will actually benefit everyone. 1. Helping others will help us to see life differently. Helping others will allow them us to see the world beyond our daily life. Being helpful will help to teach us to be thankful for what we do have and to be happy in the simple things. This Christmas, help them realize this by donating their old toys to someone that does not have what we have. 2. Helping others will teach us about sharing. Sharing their time, talent and treasures will help them realize that Christmas is not about how much they will receive but how much they can give. That whatever material or financial excesses we may have in life will have more meaning when shared with others in need. 3. Helping others makes us aware of our community. Make it a Christmas tradition to do random acts of kindness such as giving a bottle of water to a tired security guard in a mall or sending a greeting card to a neighbor or friend who may be alone this season. 4. Helping others creates more compassion and humility. We need to learn to care. Being exposed to helping others will help us to be humble instead of thinking too highly of ourselves. We will also learn to be more sensitive to the needs of others rather than being too preoccupied with what will only benefit them. Make a list together as a family of the people they wish to help and how they think they can help them. 5. Helping others will lead to real happiness. Helping others creates happiness for all. Knowing that we have made another person happy will allow everyone to experience real joy in their hearts. Try this. Try being a secret Santa to one person that you wish to make happy. Start with someone in your family, or a neighbor, or even a playmate. You are never too young or too old to be helpful. Santa is watching. Let's be helpful today. Selfie, how do you help others? Santa, how can we help at home? What can we do? Thanks everyone, let's be super helpful today.
Okay, so we have our secret now for you at the end of the podcast on how Santa's sleigh flies. What gives it power? And it actually was shown in the movie Elf, where Buddy meets Santa after Santa's sleigh lands because it lost power. And the secret to making Santa's sleigh fly is given in the movie. It's true. So here's what Santa says to Buddy.
The clothometer suddenly just dropped down to zero. There's just no Christmas spirit anymore.
So what we've found in this is the secret to everything. And I'm sharing it with you because you're my friend. The best way to spread Christmas cheer is singing loud for all to hear. The best way to spread Christmas cheer is singing loud for all to hear. There's a lot of cotton-headed mini-muggins out there who don't like or celebrate Christmas because they think they're not kids anymore. But all of us, if we do what we've been talking about on the podcast and be better people, that will help bring more Christmas cheer to the world and help Santa's sleigh fly. So if you want to help this, we talked about being helpful, right? If you want to help Santa's sleigh fly this year, just remember, the best way to spread Christmas cheer is singing loud for all to hear. Don't forget it. That's the secret. See you tomorrow. Bye.
Thanks everyone for being a part of the Daily Santa Podcast. Visit dailysantapodcast.com for links to this podcast, our YouTube channel, and our social media. We look forward to being with you tomorrow for day 20. We are getting so close to Christmas. Thank you for being here today. Find some way that you can be helpful today. Goodbye for now.
Okay, guys, this was day 19. Tomorrow's day 20.
Yeah!
That means like we're getting really close to Christmas. I hope that everyone is keeping up to all the episodes. Go back and listen to them again. And I hope you're learning some great ways to stay on Santa's nice list. Thank you for being part of the Daily Santa Podcast. And, yeah, you're right. We have some bloopers for you. Are you ready? Really? Okay, here's some bloopers. See you tomorrow for day 20. Whoa! See you tomorrow. Bye.
So for my new line of cookies, candy cane-shaped cookies, I think maybe what I can do is turn them all into the letter J. So if I just turn them, so they don't look like a candy cane anymore, but they look like the letter J, I can call them Candy J Cookies? Maybe I have a new kind of cookie, the J Cookie. They do look like candy canes if you turn them. Making cookies is hard work. I understand now why those guys in the trees, the elf in the trees, they have a hard job. Okay, it takes a toll on you. Sorry, back to recording. Okay, bye
guys. Okay, so someone left their keys again in the studio. Let me see, it's got a key tag on here. These keys are really tiny. They're small. Like, super small. And there's a keychain. I'm trying to read this. Selfie, did you lose your keys? Selfie, would you like to come to the booth and claim your keys? Okay, ready guys? Let's go. 3, 2,
and visit dailysantapodcast.com for links to this podcast. Wait, what? dailysantapodcast.com. What is a do-com? Oh boy, scratch that. dailysantapodcast.com. Yes, dailysantapodcast.com. Did we get that? Wow.